With wings of eagles, I soar in the ultimate skies. With wings of eagles, I soar into the ultimate sky. With wings of eagles, I soar into the ultimate sky. I soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of my creation. I soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of my creation. I soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of my creation. Make no doubt about it, I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of every experience I have in my world. I am the creator of every person that comes into my world and that walks through my world or is touched by my life. I am the creator of all that is in my world. Nothing appears in my world without my approval. Nothing appears in my world without my consent. Nothing appears in my world without my choice to have it there. There are no accidents. There are no experiences that take place without my choice. Everything has my stamp of approval. Everything has my stamp of approval. From the simplest little thing to the grandest illusion, everything has my stamp of approval. I look at everything in my world and I call it what I will. And I call it good and very good. I look at every person in my world, regardless of how the rest of the world might view them, and I see them as good and very good. I look at every circumstance in my world, regardless the world might view them as heinous or difficult or unreasonable or very good. The world sees some things very good too, you know. I see them with my unconditionally loving eyes as good and very good. This is the only way I can live my life. If I were to live my life thinking that I was not in control of my life, I would better die. But I chose to create myself coming into this life experience to be the master of myself from day one. Not when I got old enough to understand things, not when I was reaching out into the infinite, but from day one. From the moment of my first breath, which of course was the joining of the sperm and the egg, where my life force entered into that experience. That was my birthday. Actually, I'm always more or less 9 months older than what I say. So if I were to consider my birthday as 9 months before it took place as a physical joining of the earth, what would happen? What would happen to me if I thought of myself as 9 months earlier? My whole star chart would be different. My astrology, my horoscope would be different. All of these other things would be totally different. And I would say to myself, my goodness sakes, I'm not an Aries like I think, I'm something else. I'm not a dynamic, forceful, wonderful, genius person like the Aries persons always are. I'm something else. But now, was I really 9 months? Or was I a little over 9 months? Was I 10 days this way or that way? Was I up, down, round, about? Was I short? Did I come to birth as a preemie, what did I do? Oh my, how that would affect my horoscope and how that would affect my life cycles. I'm not trying to play fun with horoscopes or astrology or all that good stuff there. I'm merely saying perhaps our real birthday is quite different from what we think. And if indeed when we come out of the womb, some people like to stay in there a little longer, you know. Some people like to stay longer than 9 months. Some people like to come earlier. Some people have a cesarean. Now, when you have a cesarean, that's not fair. That's not really your natural birth time. That's an unnatural birth time. You got cut out, you know. So, what's all that about? I create all those experiences in my life. Every experience I might have or might have had, I created that. You know, speaking of births, they told Ramona, the mother of my grandson, that since she had a cesarean having little Eagle, that she shouldn't have any more children. That she had a problem there that wouldn't let them pop out like they should. And so she decided she'd have another child when she remarried. And she had little Andrew, who was born cesarean also, but just as marvelous and wonderful a child as you could ever want to see. We're not limited by what our doctors tell us or what the world tells us. We go by what our heart tells us. Every time someone tells me I can't do something, it's like a challenge to me to say, I think there's a way. Do you take the challenges of the earth, which you created, to inspire you to higher, 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 wonderful, more fantastic, more glorious things? Or do you take the challenges and say, oh dear, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm overloaded. I'm challenged. I'm defeated before I begin. A lot of people do that. But that's the game they want to play. It's not necessary to play that game. Not necessary at all to play that game. But that's the game they want to play. Now, what game do you want to play? What game do I want to play? What is important to me? I soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of my creation. Sounds good, doesn't it? I soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of my creation. By the way, am I putting you to sleep?
No.
Am I causing you to get drowsy and get bored?
No.
If not, then show signs of life. Show signs of life. Thank you. I'm here giving you my best, my love, my enthusiasm, my joy. I'm here sharing with you the vitality that I am. And I created my world dynamic, alive masters, not a bunch of sleepyheads. It's true, it's 4:40, 4:50 in the morning, 4:55. And every reasonable person should be lying in their trundle bed, sleeping off their sleepy head. But here we are, masters, sitting forth, listening to wonderful concepts and ideas about ourselves. How wonderful we are, how dynamic we are, how marvelous we are. Oh boy, life is wonderful. I soar unlimited. Think of that. Here we are, at any moment we choose, soaring like an eagle in the sky, looking down at our creation down there, and we see a mouse down there and say, oh, dinner, bang, and our eagle eyes capture it, and we go down and have dinner. "Oh, Herb, that's killing a mouse." Oh, come on now. Every time you cut a stalk of celery, or every time you go and pull a carrot out of the ground and chew it up, you kill it. The carrot was being perfectly happy growing in the ground there. It probably would have grown a lot longer, and then it would have done its natural thing and turned to mush, to be fertilizer for the soil. But no, you've got to eat it. Huh. What kind of a creator are you, eating your creation? We do, don't we? We eat our creation. We raise the chickens and we eat them. We raise the cows and we drink their milk. We eat the cheese. We raise the chickens, we take their eggs, and we say, "Ooh, that tastes so good." And those are little baby chicks that we're eating. Never had a chance to be a chick, but little baby chicks. That's all part of our game. Oh, the day will come. Not too far distant, either. The day will come for each of us when we're not interested in those things any longer. We live aloof of our body. In our body, to be sure, but aloof of it. And it has no needs any longer. No needs for food, no needs for water, no needs for air, no needs for exercise, no needs for anything at all. It does not control and manipulate our life because we are its master. We created the body for our enjoyment and our use. It's like playing the game of chess again. Our body is like a chess man. We move it around to our pleasure. And the chess man doesn't breathe, doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, doesn't have feelings, doesn't have emotions. Oh, but we give emotions to it. We give all these human attributes to our car. Come on, computer, you can do it. Come on, computer, you can feel better. Whatever the program is, whatever problem is in there, you can do it. This morning I was sending out the thought for today. And as I was sending it out, I sent it out in one mail program, and it says, "You have a digital signature in there, and you can't do this." Well, I'd already released the digital signature a number of times, but apparently it came back. So, instead of going to where I released the digital signature, I went to the other email program. And I tried to send it out there, and it didn't go. I went back to the first digital program, and it still didn't go. So I took a program that had previously been sent, and I reworded it and sent it out, and it didn't go. And so I said, "I'll give it one more try, and it'll go." So I moved back to the original program that I like to work with, and I sent it out, and poof, it was gone. Poof, it was gone. If my program doesn't work in a poof, then I'm doing something wrong. I am not utilizing the program with the awareness that I should be using it. I know how to do those things. I know how to do everything. I don't have to ask anybody how to do anything, even the secrets that lie in Microsoft that they never even dreamed they put in there. I know all those secrets. We all do. Acknowledge it. Claim it. Experience it. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. Don't give up. Enjoy. Say to yourself, "I soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of my creation." That is exciting. That is exciting. Visualize yourself as an eagle flying over your creation. You look down at your mama, and you see what she's doing. And you send her thoughts of love, saying, "Mama, you're wonderful. Mama, you're fantastic." You look down at your father and you say, "Dad, you're great. You're wonderful. I wouldn't create anything in my world other than the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious being. You're great, Dad. You're great." And your brothers and sisters, you look at each one of them and you say, "Wow, are you brilliant? Are you whole and perfect? Are you fabulous?" They're your creation, you know. I look at my brothers and sisters and I say that about them. I look at my brothers and sisters, regardless of what they might picture in their appearances, And I say, hey, you're fantastic. You're whole and perfect. And they like to have me around. They like me because I'm crazy, because I'm nuts, because I don't believe in the appearances that they are expressing. I don't believe in them. I know beyond those appearances because I like me. And because I like me, I like them. Just the way they are in my eyes. In my eyes, they are glorious and beautiful and fabulous. And as far as I'm concerned, my eyes see only that which is in my world. Oh, they play their game. They pretend that they are Mr. Hurt or Mr. Unhappy or Mr. Helpless or Mr. Poor or Mr. Whatever or Miss Whatever. They play the game, and I don't pay any attention to it. I just love them. I remember when I was first starting out Church of God Unlimited, University of Healing, I was living in the high desert, and I was just starting out. We didn't have too much. In fact, we had very little. We couldn't pay our rent, but our landlord let us stay. And we had no food to eat. We ate the grass in the fields, and we did quite well for many, many months, 2 years, in fact. We did very well. And my sister and her husband, who were quite successful, living over 100 miles away, they would invite me to come up and eat at their house because they wanted to make sure I had good meals. But the gas it would take me to go up and eat at their house and come back would buy me a whole week's meals. Now, they never thought once of sending me a dollar, not $1 of their abundant money. And I never thought once of asking for it.
Well, then why are you mentioning it now if you never thought of it?
I'm using this as an illustration. They saw me healthy. They saw me successful. They saw me having plenty of food on the table. They saw me enjoying life. And I should change their image of me? No way. I don't need money or things from anybody in the world. I create it in my own world. I create everything that I have and everything that I am. We all do. And whatever vision I have of myself, that's the vision that I have, that I am. And I hold true to that vision. I like me, 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 a million times a day. I don't ever want to forget the fact that I like me. Just because some grand and glorious chess game is being played in my life that I choose, and I'm having some tough moves there because I got some pretty sharp guys that I'm working with who are teaching me all sorts of good things in chess. And I'm alert to it. I don't think of it as a challenge, something that hurts me, something that takes from me. I think of it as something wonderful, something that excites me, something that's dynamic, something that really turns me on. Not off.
Oh dear, I've got no food. Oh dear, this isn't working out. Oh dear, I'm challenged.
My goodness sakes, think of Moses with the Israelites in the desert. That poor buck, he really had a troubled time. He not only had to lead the people across the desert, but wander them for 40 years in the desert on a trip that should have taken only about 3 weeks. But no, he moved them through the desert so that he could take into the promised land, into the land of milk and honey, not the generation of slaves that had known life in Egypt, but the generation of free young people who marched forward valiantly and dynamic, looking for adventure, looking for life, looking for a new way of seeing things. And Moses led them on. And he believed in himself, and he believed that he was appointed to do this, and the people believed in him, and they followed him. Now, who would follow an idiot leading people 40 years through the desert to find a land that was only a three-week journey away? Three-week journey in those days, that's a long trek, you know, that's about what it was. if you knew where you were going and you were going there. But Moses had a reason in mind. And he lived in a very difficult circumstance. They had manna from heaven as the bread was given to them out of the ethers. They had all sorts of things that they believed. He believed, and he trained them in his belief. He created them as a clean group of people, no longer with slave consciousness, but as a dynamic, forceful people, ready to lead the Hebrew Jewish faith to its magnificence today. True, you and I don't necessarily believe that faith. We don't believe Buddhism, we don't believe Christianity, we don't believe all these other things. We believe in ourselves. And as we believe in ourselves, we soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of my creation. You see, we have a lot going for us. We have a lot going for us because we know this truth. We don't look at the Jewish plight through the desert as an idiot's delight, though perhaps in one way it was. We look at it as a purposeful thing that has meaning, and we could figure it out. Moses could well have said to the people, "This day all of you are free of your slave consciousness, and no longer will you ever respond to life as a slave, as someone who is put down by life. But you soar unlimited, aloof the world of appearances, with delight in the goodness of your creation." Wow! But Moses didn't feel the people were ready for that. He felt that to fight smoking, to fight drinking, to fight habits of any kind was not beneficial. He just let the old habits die away with the old generations that passed away. Remember, the lifespan in those years was not necessarily so long. And so the generations passed more rapidly than they would today. Today, the people living at the age of 40 or so could live to 80. People who were 20s and who had been slaves would only be 60, remember? That's not so much. But living in the rough desert, living in the rough travel conditions of those days, they died out rather rapidly. And the older generation succeeded by the younger generation, entered into the